Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to you from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate the job you're doing, as well as our FedEx people, our UPS people, our bulk mail haulers, is definitely an important thing, getting the mail delivered from point A to B, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there. Check it out. By the way, we're streaming over there live right now. The program is over there being heard. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it right there, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And then that program will rack up and stream all day long until the next one comes back tonight at 2 a.m. in the morning. All right. Out to California we go. The land of milk and honey, fruit and nuts, Nancy Pelosi. And need I say more, it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody from windy Southern California.
How windy is it?
It's pretty windy. It just started picking up.
All right, thanks, guys. That says, yep. Okay, it's so windy the women with the short skirts weren't able to get outside and walk in a normal fashion, right?
Well, yeah, we just got a we have a wind advisory, should be here at least through about tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night.
Let me ask you a question. They had the Grammys, right?
They did. Yes.
How do some of those women walk the way they're dressed?
You got me.
I mean, I'm watching some of that. You know, I didn't watch it live, but I'm watching some of that from the replays that were being shown. I'm thinking to myself, how on earth is she even moving her legs?
Good, you got me.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Jeez. All right. Well, okay. Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, we could start out and talk about Joe and the giant balloon, which everybody's doing. We could start out and talk about the polls that have got Joe Biden running for cover, which everybody's doing. Nobody knows how he's going to give a speech when he's having such terrible problems. But that's not really the big story. Now, the earthquake over... in Turkey and Syria area, we will definitely get into, because now they have confirmed over 4,000 dead, and they're still finding bodies. Now,
that's exactly right. Yeah,
that is not the big story, though, that we're going to start with. We're going to start with what the FBI did yesterday. They arrested a man and a woman who were a couple of they're calling them extremists, but I call them terrorists because that's what they were. And they were arrested in the alleged power grid attack plot that targeted five substations in North Carolina to start with. Remember they had those attacks there and everybody's trying to figure out what was going on?
Right.
And they got pictures of these people showing them in their battle garb with their war masks and this, that, and the other with their weapons, military-grade weapons with laser sights.
Yes, this is serious business. There's no doubt about it, not only for the idea that they were shooting at these power plants with the idea to disable them in some way, but obviously, Captain, if anybody was nearby, their lives would be in danger and could be killed. So you have a woman that's out of Maryland. You also have a man that's out of Florida, and they've been charged, we understand, out of Baltimore in the energy grid attacks.
And they're still looking for one person who they're describing as being at large, a suspect being at large. No description as to who that might happen to be. And when they hit these power plants, they hit them all in the same 24-hour period, if I remember correctly. Did they not?
Well, that was also one of the plans, that they would hit about five different substations, I think, all at the same time, or at least in the same day. So they definitely were trying to disable in a very big way and affect a lot of people. And this is definitely, it's domestic terrorism.
Well, they weren't done yet because, of course, we're talking about the attacks in North Carolina, Washington, and Oregon, which may or may not be related. They haven't determined that yet. But as alleged in the affidavit, conspired to carry out attacks against critical infrastructure, specifically electrical substations, furtherance of his radically and ethically motivated violent extremist beliefs. And of course, the girl, I still haven't figured out if this is boyfriend, girlfriend of you.
I have not, but we understand that if they're convicted, they do face maximum sentences of 20 years in federal prison for conspiracy to damage an energy facility. So, again, very serious stuff.
All right, and when we come back, we'll give you an update on the earthquake, and then we'll talk about searching for balloon Earths. Yep, be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it away. Thanks, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle, I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take and I've been taking for over 9 years because it works. Now, I went and saw my doctor yesterday, and I took some Relief Factor while I was there because it was on my you know, within my time frame to do so. And they were asking me how things were going, and, of course, they know what Relief Factor can do. And one of the people that was there in the office asked about it. They heard me talk about it before. And they said, we'd like to try some of that. How do we do that? So I told them how they could go about doing it, and they ordered some Relief Factor. So Jen and your husband, Paul, I hope that you're get that real quick. You probably should have it in a couple of days, and then you'll find out what I already know, and that is that this product works, and your biggest problem is going to be inflammation. That's what causes the pain, the swelling, and the suffering that you go through. It happens naturally, and the older you get, some of these old injuries that you've got from playing football in high school or whatever, however, maybe you were hurt on the job somewhere along the line over the years, or maybe you've got some combat injuries, this stuff will work. It will cut the pain, it will reduce the swelling for sure, and it will stop the inflammation, which is what causes everything to hurt the way it does anyway. So try it out. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. It's only $19.95 for 3 weeks. It is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports the healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle always likes to say,
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And again, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Kyle, Saturday I'm going to be at the gun show down in Sarasota, Two Guys Sarasota Gun and Knife Show, and there'll be over 200 tables and of guns and knives and other great interesting things. They have outdoor stuff down there for people who want to go camping and whatnot, new, used, and some antiques that you can buy, you can sell, you can trade. They got ammo, they got accessories, they got parts, they got shirts, they got hats, free parking down there at the fairgrounds, Sarasota. Right there, Robarts Arena, and we look forward to seeing the folks down there Saturday from 9 to 3.
Sounds like a great time. Come on down, exactly.
Yeah, come on down, Kyle.
I would love to.
You're invited, Kyle. Come on down. All right, back to the drawing board here. There's so much stuff we could talk about tonight, but, of course, searching for the balloon parts stretched over 7 miles, we understand. Is that what you've heard?
That's what we heard. It stretched over about a 7-mile area. Earlier predictions, Captain, prior to shooting the balloon down, the spy balloon, was that it could be a 400 square mile debris area where they could look for things, but it's obviously been that's significantly smaller than what they initially had reported.
Well, the two trailers that were underneath that came down, you could see them coming down from underneath the balloon. That's whatever it is that that balloon was doing are in those trailers. So somebody, and I'm sure they got a good idea where they're at, somebody needs to get down there, get hooked to those things, pull them up, and away you go. But I understand they're taking them quite a long ways away to look at them. I understand they're taking them all the way back to Virginia.
That's right, Quantico. The FBI is going to be looking at the whatever remnants or parts that they were able to retrieve. Fortunately, it also looks the number I heard, Captain, was that it crashed into about 47 feet of water. So that means that hopefully it'd be easier than obviously having been in very, very deep water to retrieve these remnants.
Well, yes, and we'll just have to wait and we'll see what goes on. Every day we'll find out a little more. I'm pretty sure. But there was a,
of course, yeah.
But there was a message clearly sent by the Chinese, and no one can dispute this, and no one can deny it. And the message was, you can't stop us. This unprecedented flight of a Chinese spy balloon across the entire continental United States, high above strategic U.S. military missile installations, may have had some intelligence value for China. There's no doubt in my mind that it did. But the main issue lies in the message that China sent. They can do this any time they want.
Well, right. Well, the message, obviously, is that you can't stop us. But unfortunately, Captain, from our end, it's as if we say we won't stop you.
Well, that's
that,
the problem.
I think, is, yeah, that's right. And I think that is bearing on the minds of Americans from all walks of life. There's something, you know, America is so divided in so many different ways. But what we're seeing with this event, Captain, is I think you're finding a lot of Americans really feel that, no, wait a minute. Now, this is somebody else from outside our country. They're flying over us. They're getting this intelligence. They're spying on us. And I think that's causing a lot of people to say, no, this is our country. We're together on this. And I don't know if the White House really is perceiving that.
We have a president and his family that have been bought and paid for by a foreign government, otherwise known as Red China. We know that by watching the money that they've gotten over the years. We know that. So why would we think that they didn't tell Joe, hey, back off, or we'll say whatever it is we're going to say about you?
Well, the sort of feeble response to this. Well, I told him to shoot it down on Wednesday. He came back from Camp David, Captain. He's out there with the helicopter in the background and talking to the reporters. Yeah, and he's trying to tell them, well, you know, as soon as it came in the United States, I told him, you know, shoot it down and this kind of stuff. There's no strength there. It's not projecting strength. Beijing is laughing at all of this. And then to say, well, then I had to defer to the what he called the experts, and obviously the military brass and so forth, they know what they're doing, but the president needed to take a different tack with this, if anything, rhetorically, so that the Chinese know that we're not taking this sitting down, which unfortunately we did take sitting down.
Well, we took sitting down, laying down, watching down. I mean, everything we did was down, and that's not the way that this needs to be handled in the future. If somebody understands, do you think for one second, if we even so much as had a stray dog wander into China, that they wouldn't have stopped it?
Well, of course. And they would not, the Chinese government, I don't believe, would have voiced the same concerns that we have heard here, in the sense of what about people on the ground and what about the populated area, this kind of thing. I think if they perceived that we were flying a spy mission, I think they would take action. It would just be in their nature to do so. And actually what they're doing, Captain, they're counting on our good nature.
Well,
that's the thing, they're taking advantage of it.
Well, Gordon Chang, who is a Chinese expert, we've heard a lot from him over the past few years, has said that Biden now has a reason to dismiss not only the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, but also the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mr. Milley, General Milley, over the balloon failure. The fact that they did not do anything about this.
Well, I think he's...
We'll shoot it down when it goes across the United States, because it could come down and hurt some people. And we'll shoot it down over on the Atlantic side. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, what a bunch of dopes.
Well, you know, it would seem to me, Captain, that they could make, or could have made, and this is, I know this is sort of second-guessing everything, but it would seem that logically they would be able to determine where this balloon is.
Now, wait a minute.
If they shot it down.
Wait a minute, hold. Let's just look where it went. Have you ever been to Montana?
Yes.
There are wide open spaces in Montana where you drive for miles and there's nothing.
There's nothing. Oh, exactly.
And they couldn't have shot it down over Montana if it had gotten that far? Of course they could have.
Well, of course they could have. And they could have made a very good prediction based on winds, based on trajectory. You know, we can figure out where something's going to land on the moon or on Mars. I mean, but yet we can't figure out where this balloon might fall down if we shoot it down in this coordinate, you know. And so, yeah, I find it very difficult to believe that they thought, well, wherever we shoot this balloon down, it's going to rain down destruction on a high populated area. Just doesn't make sense.
No. And, of course, I'm talking, folks, as I do the first part of the show, the first couple hours, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Of course, his website, if you want to find out more about him, is KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Go over there and check out the podcast that he's got. And he's always on the podcast that we make, so you got kind of a double dose of figuring out how to hear you, right?
Well, I appreciate it. That's right. Yeah, thank you.
All right, I hear the music coming up, so you hang in there. All right, folks, we're going to take a little break. And we're going to tell you where we're going to be today. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. I'll have more to say when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Russian Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A new report shows hundreds of thousands of California public lands are blocked by private landowners. The New York Times says over 500,000 acres of land has been off limits to those looking to hike, camp, fish, or enjoy other outdoor activities. The majority of the areas are in Northern California, where a number of national and state parks are located. The outlet looked at hunting app on X for reference and noted the app unintentionally showed how much public land was bordering. A cyclist is in the hospital after a reported collision with actor and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. TMZ is reporting Schwarzenegger was behind the wheel of a vehicle that hit a woman on a bicycle in Brentwood on Sunday morning. The woman's condition is not clear. TMZ reports that the collision was a simple traffic accident and no crime is suspected. President Biden says the shooting down of a Chinese balloon will not change his State of the Union speech on Tuesday night. Julio Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, you will see me there. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And by the way, we're doing a double whammy on Mission Barbecue this week, Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to be there Thursday with Kevin Jackson, host of the Kevin Jackson Show. He's in town for a comedy performance at the Palladium on Thursday night. We'll get you tickets for that. You'll hear the ads coming up on my flagship station here. And you can get yourself some cheap seats if you don't do anything else. Go there and watch his show. He is a comedian. He works with professional comedians, and he can really make you laugh. How's that? So there you go. We need a little laughter in the times we live in. But this portion of the program brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go over there and take advantage of his twofer. Yep, that's right, his twofer. Buy one, get one on the pillows, any size you want. Buy one, get one on the pillows. It's a hell of a deal. Hell of a deal. And he's back just as tough and as sharp as he was before. And he's on a mission. The mission is to give as many people the best products that they can to help them get a good night's sleep. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code is always Captain. Yep, Captain is your promo code. And if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. And check out the Radio Listener Specials page while you're over there. That's where all the savings are, right there on that page. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Moving right along, we have some wounded Ukrainian soldiers and their families that were on Capitol Hill yesterday. And they said, told the reporters that were listening, we're going to stay in the fight for as long as it takes to take our country back.
Well, I, Captain, I think that that's a real testament to how much they believe in this cause. War is a horrible, terrible thing, and they are willing to go through it in order to get to the greater good, which is liberating their country.
And they weren't the ones that attacked anybody. They got attacked, and the Russians rolled in and took control of Crimea, said, we want that, we're taking it, and they did. They figured they were entitled to it because of something that happened years and years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, well, these people are corrupt, they're this, they're that. Yeah, they've had people that have been corrupt that have been in their government, absolutely. But Zelensky is trying to weed them out, and these are the oligarchs that got all of their money because of the fact they were corrupt to begin with.
Well, right, and I might point out, too, when Crimea, when the Russians came in, who was president back then? I think it was Obama.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, and so it's interesting.
And he did nothing.
That's right, and they realized that. So here comes Joe Biden, then they mass on the border of Ukraine and finally do invade because it's there, they want it back. And this is kind of a very disturbing thing because, as you mentioned, well, because this happened years ago, or it's really ours and we're going to take it back, and this kind of thing, it's not the way things are done in the modern times. So it's very, very concerning that, once again, you know, Lord only knows what could really bring peace to Ukraine other than kicking Russia out lock, stock, and barrel.
Now, I've only heard about what went on at the Grammys. I did not watch it. And Senator Ted Cruz, of course, from Texas, has denounced the Grammys altogether, calling them evil, following a controversial performance by Sam Smith and Kim Petras at the ceremony Sunday night. Now, I didn't really see the performance. I just saw what little bit they showed on TV because apparently it was so gross they couldn't show it on TV for consumption because of the kids that were watching.
Well, you know, I didn't watch the Grammys either, but I did see a clip of that performance. And basically, I'm going to tell you, I think it's just a retread of the same kind of stuff we've seen before. It really wasn't new in the grand sense, and it's being deemed as like a Satan worshiping site type of thing with all the imagery and the fire and the horns and the devil and all the stuff. And I got to tell you, I think it just means it's creatively out of gas. That's a go to thing, I think, when you've got artists who just don't know what else to do to try to really rattle the cage, and it's just all been done before. It was just boring, to be honest.
Uh-huh. We've got Lee in Tampa, who just sent me a direct message here off the website, and he says, morning, Captain, seems to me we could have downed this with a 40-millimeter shot instead of obliterating the balloon, making landing so hard. I guess they did what they did because they wanted to make sure they were going to get it in one shot, 40-millimeter. How many shots have they had to fire to put that thing on the ground?
Well, you know, I hear that they fired a Sidewinder missile at
it.
They did. I figure how much does a Sidewinder missile cost these days? And whatever it was worth it. We had to shoot the thing down. But I think they wanted to make sure they got it. And so it also demonstrated how effective our military can be. But unfortunately, you know, for whatever reason, it was all held back to allow the balloon to make its full run through the United States of America. I mean,
gather all the data that it did, and probably send the data back to China.
Exactly. It's just something that should be unthinkable. Beijing should have the message, or should have had the mindset, that doing something like this would be unthinkable. But yet they thought it and they did it, and Biden said, well, you know, we'll just wait. And terrible, terrible message to send.
I'm telling you, they've got something on him and his family, and they're using it.
One wonders. One really wonders.
They've given him so much money over the years, they've actually bought and sold that guy. I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher because he's dirty.
Well, and at the same time, too, he's demonstrated to the people of the United States of America that, well, our foes can do just about anything they want. We're not going to do anything.
We are not safe with him as president.
Well, and also, it's not about like showing restraint. This wasn't a maneuver showing restraint because of the obvious nature of what was not a weather balloon, but a spy
right.
craft, basically. Yeah.
Now, Veterans Affairs leaders would be blocked from deploying the department's new electronic health record system at any additional medical centers until significant safeguards are put in place under new legislation introduced Tuesday by House Republicans. This is important because people have been getting the veterans' information. They've been going in there, and they've been whoever it is, and they've been hacking the computers, and they've been getting info that they are not supposed to have.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, just even hearkening back, one of the things about President Trump's administration was that he was absolutely sold out to help America's veterans. You know,
right.
that it was 100% for them and for protecting them, not just getting them medical care, but also for doing things like this to make sure that they are, that we continue to honor our duty to them. And so this is a very good development that they're looking at doing this.
And Mike Pompeo, who is one of the brightest bulbs on the block, came out and said, and I quote, "Joe Biden and his balloon response is the latest national security failure."
Well, that's right. Yeah, but one might call it a balloon buffoon at this point.
Balloon buffoon,
just,
huh?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But I do appreciate what Mike Pompeo was talking about, and he's a pretty good guy. And he said, "Look, I mean, nobody told us about any balloons, and we should review this and this kind of thing." But honestly, Captain, there were no balloons. You know, when Mike Pompeo was director of the CIA or when he was Secretary of State, there were never any of these balloons.
Well, they're putting up the story. You know, they're putting up the seed there that there may have been balloons, but nobody knew they were there. I heard that a couple of times.
Yeah, or the sense that somebody just decided we're not going to tell the commander in chief about this, and that I find that hard to believe.
That's treason.
Well, exactly. But I think the multiple balloons theory is something there to soften the fact that the Biden administration has had such a debacle about this, to make it look like, well, this happens a lot and it's not really a big deal, but I'm going to march over to Congress and brief them about it at this point. You know, it just doesn't look good.
We're going to march across the highways and byways and take a look and see what's going on there. So you hang on, and folks, you hang on. And I'll be right back with the road report here for all the drivers out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling across America on a Tuesday.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Rumors spread around that Texas town, about that check outside range, you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that hometown on the range. They got a lot of nice girls there. Time, and I tend to get feel a sting. Oh yeah, that's that.
Now, this is Billy Gibbons in concert singing The Grange with ZZ Ward on the guitar right now. I'm going to hang in here with us for a second because they got this blonde-haired young lady called Oriente. Have you ever heard her, Kyle?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, you are about to. And when you do, it's going to blow you away. Oh, this woman can play the guitar. Right now she's playing rhythm, so here he goes. He's getting ready. She's cooling off the guitar from ZZ Ward. And he's gonna get right into Oriente. Here we go. Listen to this. Here we go. She's good looking. She can play the guitar, and I mean to tell you, you want to talk about strumming. That's a little bit more than strumming, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of energy there. That's good.
Yeah. And that's when he put together these guitar jams like this, that's the way he did it. He grabbed a bunch of some of the top-notch guitars that were playing on the tour and put them all together, and they'd play with him. So there he went. All right, well, let me just take a little peek over here. We've got a little bit of weather tonight. Not a lot, but we've got some widespread showers and thunderstorms with the risk of flash flooding from the southern plains into the Mississippi Valley will develop today. Moisture tracking into the Pacific Northwest will bring heavy rain and some lower elevation rain as well. Mountain snow is going to be in the mix with all of that. Meanwhile, unusually warm temperatures continue for the eastern two-thirds of the country. I know we're going to have some temperatures approaching the middle 70s and perhaps the low 80s down here today, which I'll gladly take. So tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Actually, as we head towards the end of the week in Southern California, we're going to be up maybe near 80 degrees. But we've got wind advisories actually for the next about the next 24 hours or so, especially in the Los Angeles area and out Orange County, looks like Riverside and so forth as well. So be careful if you're coming up I-15, by the way. Just be on the lookout for some of those high gusty winds, especially as you head to Cajon Pass. You just want to be careful out there. We've got a couple of areas of fog to tell you about tonight. We've got fog in the Central Valley of California. This is Highway 99 mostly. It doesn't look like it's really covering Interstate 5, but if you're heading out north of Bakersfield, up towards Fresno, up towards Merced, you've got a dense fog advisory tonight, so do be aware of that. We've got some other fog to tell you about. This is in northern Utah, up near Vernal on Highway 40, so you want to be aware of that. And just so you know, it looks like in China, they've got some very heavy fog, which is suspending some shipping. We understand that everything will just be coming by balloon at this point if they can't get the ships out of the harbor. So at any rate, down in New Mexico and central New Mexico around Santa Fe, we do have a snow expected there. Looks like we could get 1 to 3 inches below 7,500 feet and higher amounts, 2 to 6 inches above 7,500 feet there in central New Mexico right now. This looks like it's going to go from to about 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening, so be aware of that. High wind watch in northern Montana tonight, so be aware of that. And we've got rain around Seattle right now. We'll tell you tell you more next hour. Back to you, Captain.
All right, well, let's take a look up there in Minnesota, because up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities, which brings in Duluth up there, we have got some unsettled weather. Could be some snow in the mix up there. Could definitely be some wind. And it's cold again up in that area. And then the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, same scenario. The upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we've got snow along the lake. We've got high wind conditions along Lake Michigan, both sides of it. We've got snow on the upper side of Michigan, over on the right side of the lake, the east side of the lake, all the way over to Lake Superior. So we've got snow up there tonight. Several inches of snow expected to fall. And then we have some more unsettled weather conditions. It looks like as if we've got some of the flooding starting to pick up a little bit down in parts of southeastern Arkansas and let's see, Mississippi over there towards Jackson. Got a little bit of flooding around there. That always likes to flood there for some reason. Upstream from New Orleans, up there, some flooding going on. And then up in the northeast, we've got a gale warning off Nova Scotia all the way down to wrapping itself around Cape Cod down to the eastern tip of Long Island tonight. So that's a gale warning in there. And then further out to sea, got a little bit of fog in the mix, not too much to talk about, but it's hit or miss all the way down the East Coast. And that's what we're looking at right now. So things are looking pretty good tonight compared to what they had been last week and over the weekend. How about that?
Yes, that's actually very good. Yes.
All right. Tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. You're going to find out all about the great amenities that the Pilot and Flying J travel centers have for our trucker friends out there, also for travelers, RVers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com. Go there. Use their locations function. It's very easy to use. You'll type in where you're at, and it'll tell you all the different Pilot and Flying J travel centers in your general area until you can plan your trip accordingly. And when you pull in, be sure to be a member of the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that for your iOS or for your Android operating system, and begin stretching your wallet, folks, with the My Rewards Plus app, because when you download the app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. And you're also going to be able to find out how you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of 15 fills with the other guys. That's pilotflyingj.com.
You betcha. And, of course, we will be there at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters today at the north end of the airport. I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Look forward to having lunch with many of you. We have a great time there. We have a number of people. You never know who's going to show up. That's what's interesting. You never know who's going to show up. We could have a movie star show up. We could have somebody real famous. We could have somebody not so famous. Or we could have you show up and enjoy the camaraderie and the discussions that we have there, because we talk about just everything under the sun.
I know you do. That's a cool, very cool.
Yeah. And Thursday, we'll be talking about Kevin Jackson in town, because we're going to be over there with him on Thursday. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday morning.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.